Hey, babe.
It's Aisha Christina. Nice to meet you.
This is Quality Queen Control.
What is happening?
Hello, angels. Happy Wednesday. How is everybody feeling? I'm starting to notice a pattern here. I'm having amazing Tuesdays. This is something new. My favorite day of the week prior to this used to be Thursday. And you know what? I don't even want to say used to be. Now I guess I could say I have two favorite days of the week now, which is Tuesdays and Thursdays. But to be honest with you, I like Wednesdays too. Okay, guys, the craziest things have happened. Let me give you a little mini update, okay? Yeah, let me give you a little mini update. First of all, thank you for spending your time with me. I really appreciate it. So here's a little update with me. Ready? So as you guys know, my story about how I was meeting, networking with a bunch of people last Tuesday, right? So on Friday, I ended up going to a seminar that I got invited to, which was basically a networking event slash seminar for business owners and entrepreneurs. And it was incredible. I got to meet so many people and I got to go for free. It was insane because it is a paid event. And I ended up realizing that my now dear friend, Donna, I actually realized I went to school with her daughter. So she has the same last name as someone that I went to school with. So I said, hey, do you happen to know so-and-so? And she's like, yes, that's my daughter. And I was like, are you like, I had zero idea. I went to high school with her daughter. I had no idea that that was her mom. And she's just such an amazing person and such a connector. And I already feel like it's just such a divine connection. It's felt mutually too. And so it was very crazy. She was like, oh, let me add you on LinkedIn. I'm like, oh my gosh, yes. Like that's something new that I've been using. And why not? So we then realized we had about like 6 to 8 mutual friends and 2 major people that we have connections to. We didn't realize we were 1 person or 2 people away from each other. So it just goes to show like when things are meant to be for you, they're going to organically happen with ease. And it's just such a flow. And it's so nice. I get to now work out of a TV production studio some of the days of the week. And it's just really amazing. And it's right near my house. And it's just so aligned because now that I am incorporating podcast guests, I just had an interview with one of the podcast guests today, actually, just to go over what it would be like and things like that. And I'm still figuring things out as I go, you know, and having a booking link and also what it is that I want to talk about, how I'm going to script it, studying that individual and things like that. So those are things that I've all been working on. And speaking of, I need to update my Calendly actually now that I'm externally processing with you guys. So there was that, which was super exciting. And I just feel like the amount of people that I've met so far have been truly, it's just the time is just right. And this is my year. I mean, I feel like it's a full circle moment for me, but even better in the sense where I'm coming from experience. And now the major news, as I'm sure most of you have caught on by now, I got verified on Instagram. I did not even realize this, actually. Alex, who I call my cousin, he is the one that was like, is that a blue check next to your name? And I was like, wait, what? Because I didn't see it. So I'm like, wait, what are you talking about? And I saw I was literally verified on Instagram. I'm shook. He's the first person that brought this to my attention. And yes, it does feel nice to have a blue check mark, of course, right? But to be very honest with you guys, I remember like back in the day, I don't even know how long ago, but you could apply for verification before. And I was applying right before my Instagram got deleted, ironically enough. And I'm thinking, okay, surely because there's no one to contact on Instagram. You know, there's no person you can speak to. Whenever you have an issue, you're just by yourself on that island and no one can help you. And to be very honest with you guys, it's kind of the same in the space of YouTube as well. I mean, the people that you can talk to don't really work for YouTube, right? Like there's no number to call. There are people that are great at YouTube, I suppose, that you can get advice from, but they don't, it's not coming from YouTube itself, the app. And so it's very scary. I'm talking about from the creator's perspective, being someone that's like, you know, I don't know what I would consider myself, like having a mid, you know, size to mid to large size audience. I feel like there's just not, there's nowhere near as much protection as you think. As it pertains to, like, if anything happens to your account or something like that. And it is a scary feeling because that time, those times where my Instagram was deleted, I felt so powerless because it's literally the equivalent of waking up, going to your office, and the office building is burned down and there's no one to talk to about it. I mean, I was trying everything. I went on LinkedIn. I was trying to find people that worked for Instagram. Nobody answered me. Like literally nobody answered me. The only time I got my Instagram back, one of the times I got it back, I don't remember if it was the first or second time, but like my managers for my podcasts are the ones that I think that they are the ones that did it. They didn't even realize though. So maybe it wasn't them. Maybe it was all just coincidence and luck, but they sent me a link of some sort. I think it was the second time my Instagram was deleted, and that link for whatever reason ended up working. I don't remember even what it was, but I'm just happy to be on the other side of it now. But it's a very scary feeling because it's like for me as a creator, as you know, someone in this space, it's very scary to feel like, okay, this is my business. This is one of my businesses. Like my platforms are businesses. They're not just platforms for fun to do nothing. So yes, I enjoy it, but it is my job. It is my literal job. So for your job to just disappear and you can't get it back for no reason, and you're just going to what, start all over again? You know, shockingly, the thing that bothered me the most was not even my followers. It was I want these same people to follow me again, like significant people that I have that have been following me for like 8+ years or what have you. I knew. I'm like, oh man, like these connections that I made, you know, I'm not in contact directly with all of the same people that I once was. However, I don't want to lose them like following me, you know, like as vain as that sounds, that's the honest truth. And so it just really, really feels good to know that I'm protected now because out of all things, I don't know if you guys knew this, but out of all things, what I was accused of was impersonating myself. Yeah. So I don't remember who it was that I spoke to. I had one of my friends, he lives in LA and he's verified. He's been verified for 1,000,000 years. And I was like, you have to help me seriously, because I need verification, because if I'm being accused of impersonating myself, I think that's very scary, because how can I, like, I don't understand, like, please, like I will send in whatever I need to, my ID, passport to prove that I am me, but you guys have to verify my account because there's something wrong why I am being accused of impersonating myself. And that's not true. You can see synchronicity on multiple platforms. It's my face under the same name, essentially. So how am I impersonating myself? That is very scary. And so I just felt like, okay, verification is the only way. I don't know, by some luck of the draw, I guess they finally figured it out and they were like, okay, yeah, this girl needs verification. I don't know. No rhyme or reason. I don't know what triggered it or anything, but that's the story. And I have to say it inspired today's episode. But are you verified in real life though? What do I mean by that? What do I mean by verified in real life? Can people actually around you vouch for your character? Now, we love talking about the subject of friends, right? I don't mean we on this podcast or on my platforms, but in general, as human beings, we love talking about who's real, who's not, all these different things. But what exactly does it mean to be an authentic person? What does that mean? It means you're true to your own personality, right? Your values, your spirit, regardless of the pressure that you're under to act otherwise. So you're honest with yourself and others, and you take responsibility for your mistakes. Your values, ideals, and your actions, they align. That's what makes you an authentic person. So how does that translate in your life? Do you feel that you are an authentic person? Because if not, all this is here to do is just to be thought-provoking and to hopefully be the catalyst in inspiring positive change into your life if that is not the case. If you don't like who you are, everything you do will be contradicting and hypocritical. And this is the tricky thing about life. People don't even realize that they dislike themselves, but it's all in their actions. You know, I had a realization as I was doing a couple consults last week, where I realized that some of the time, the things that we do and how we behave in our relationships they're such a reflection of our relationships with our parents. It is insane. What do I mean by this? So there was an instance where I was the most amazing conversation. I had a consult with one of my subscribers. Oh my gosh, I loved it. And I told her, I was like, listen, you responding the way that you did to this guy, trust me, I hear you. I understand where you're coming from. But it's almost like you're lashing out because of that relationship or lack thereof between you and your father. So it really is true, angels. When you don't have a basis or something feels missing, and I understand, especially in those psychosexual stages as you are developing, they're very crucial to how you end up as an adult. If these things are not, any sort of deficiency voids are not caught and attended to early on in your development. Because this is why you're going to find people that maybe everyone is looking to express the fullness of their personalities. They are, even though they may not be aware of what that is. So you're going to try on a million hats. You're going to engage in certain activities, maybe to numb the pain of trauma or whatever it is that you experience. How can you be authentic to yourself when you're living a life like that? I'm being serious. Ask yourself that. If you're drinking, sexing, drugging every weekend, you're living for the weekend so that you can go out, party, get drunk, and numb your feelings. How are you being your authentic self? How are you being your authentic self when you feel like all of your value are in showing all of the things that you have? Showing them. You're not an influencer. And you can tell the place that it's coming from. I'm not here getting down on people that want to show nice things, the nice things that they've achieved, that they've worked hard for. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about, you know who, okay? You know those people that just show up and it's like, girl, do you have anything else? Or man, do you have anything else to add here other than the same old, let me guess, you're going out getting drinks. Cool. Anything else? Like, what else is, I don't understand. What are we doing here? Or you see those people that, I'm just being honest here, that are in school for a million years. And it's like, by this point, you should have a PhD. Are you getting compensated for attending school? Is there something beyond my awareness that I don't know? Because I've met people like that where it's like, wait a second. And I'm not even directly friends with them, but there are people that I've known in my life where it's like, wait a second, weren't you in school in like 2012? It's now like, I've graduated high school then. How is it that you're still in college and you never took a break? So that's 10 years have gone by. You should have like a double master's, double doctorates, like you should have all the accolades by now if the math is adding up, because what else are we doing? Or it could just mean you just haven't found yourself. And again, if you haven't found yourself, you're constantly switching your major, then how can we be authentic to ourselves? That's the question. Are you verified in real life? That's what matters. Are you a good friend? Are you honest? Do you have vulnerable conversations with the people around you? You'd be shocked to know how many adults, the only friendships they have are built on toxic things like going out, partying all the time, drinking all the time, being fake vulnerable, having drunk conversations, or bonding over just messy situations. I don't know, whatever it is. And you'd be shocked. A lot of people are friends like that. Where are the real people out here? I have no idea why certain things happen to certain people, let alone even myself, you know? But if there's something to be said anytime there's a pattern. Also, I want to interrupt this episode and just let you guys know that your girl did, in fact, film a couple videos I was supposed to upload on Sunday. But given that my editor, I have two people that help with my channel. One of my editors, he lives quite a distance away from me, and we do have a time difference from each other. So he did not get back to me in time, and I don't blame him in any capacity. It's not his fault. And so we're going to have to just push the episode to Sunday. So please look out for that, okay? I have a guys, this video is 33 minutes long. It is hilarious. Like, I couldn't even pick which part of the video I liked more, because it kept getting better and better and funnier and funnier. And not for nothing, I'm not saying this to toot my own horn, but I know a video is really, really good when not only I'm watching it all the way through, but I'm also laughing all the way through. So I just want to let you guys know, you are going to love the video. Back to our regularly scheduled program. So as it pertains to developing authenticity, you have to think about that. How do you go about developing authenticity? You know, people in this life really do need Jesus. And I'm not saying that to be funny. I'm being very serious, because without being able to identify who you truly are and your purpose, everything you do is going to be misaligned. And I mean that. You're going to be lost. You have no spiritual connection. You have no spiritual relationship with Jesus, with God. You're not going to find yourself without these key things. And that's just my personal belief. It is what it is. At the end of the day, I know for me and my testimony, and that this is how I was able to really step into myself. You know, even as it pertains to the things that just happened to me ever since I even got back from Vegas, it's just been this whole year for me so far. We're only almost 4 months in, has been the best year of my life. And I am only 28. And I can say, like, I don't think I've ever had a fantastic year before, you know, like I've never had that before. And I can honestly say, like, this year is a fantastic year. I could just feel it. I can feel it. And it feels like everything that I was working for, everything that I went through was genuinely for a reason. And I'm seeing that now. I'm seeing the fullness of that. So think about this. When you're in certain relationships with guys, right, we tend to date the person that reminds us of our most difficult parent. And if we don't have that, that data, we tend to create it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know, babe. What? Why? I have no idea. That's just, that's just how human psychology works. So what do I mean by this? So anytime, let's say, I'll give a prime example. You end up in a toxic relationship with a guy, right? You get very explosive with him. You're cursing him out. You have no sort of control or temperament, over a situation. That psychologically is you lashing out about all the things that you wish you could say to your parent. If that you have an absentee parent and you are triggered, you have some sort of issue, like whether it's abandonment or what have you, you take these opportunities to lash out against certain men that trigger those responses in you because you wish you were saying that to your father. Do you understand what I'm saying? And it's so, or your mother. That's the honest truth. That's what it is. there could be guys also that do remind you of some qualities of your mom as well. Like there, whatever negative qualities that have embedded themselves in you that have maybe hurt you or traumatized you emotionally or physically in any way, until you identify those things and you actually genuinely heal from them, you're going to keep repeating the pattern because it makes you feel like you have power over the situation. That's just how the cookie crumbles. That's why it's so important to learn these things and to be aware of them so that you can fix them. It's absolutely possible. So that you can build the skill set to cope with these things properly. Because if you don't, and you never build up the skill set, then that means that you're always going to be susceptible to being triggered. And being triggered is not being healed. Yeah, that's the reality of the situation. I want to talk about strategies to develop authenticity. Okay, and I'm getting this just simply from a Google search. Number one, it says, right, you want to define and embrace your strengths. Why? Because if you don't know them, not only will other people convince you of what you are good and not good at, okay, but also when you don't know those things, anyone can convince you of who you are, and you will always be able, you will always doubt your own abilities and your strengths because you don't feel confident about them. You don't even maybe know what they are. So until you're able to define those things, you won't be able to embrace those things, right? How can you embrace what you don't know? That's how you develop authenticity. So when you're in a crowd of people, you're not succumbing to peer pressure or doing things that morally compromise you. And listen, it happens. And when you're in a transitional phase, on autopilot, you will do all of the things that you used to do. Let's say you want to stop, just throwing this out there, let's say you want to stop cursing. Okay, that's an issue for you. So you're hanging out with your friends. You've been mindful of not cursing all week long. You go and go to dinner with your girls and they're all cursing and everything like that. And you're just like, you just dropped, you know, the F-bomb. Ba-da-bing, you know what I mean? And you're instantly feeling conviction over that. Like, oh man, I don't think I should have said that. I know I shouldn't have said that. And then you're like, oh, well, screw it now. I already said once. Let me just, F-bomb this, you know. Yeah, whatever. You guys are picking up what I'm laying down. So it's just like that. Like, again, the company you keep matters because it's going to influence you. And a lot of the times when we don't feel supported, if we're the only odd one out, we're the outlier in the situation, it's difficult to stay authentic to yourself because sometimes these things, they require a little bit of isolation. Solitude, I want to say, for lack of a better word, so that you can perfect where you are so that once you start to expose yourself to people more after practicing, because you can't stick, you know, stay in your room all day and just hope that no one's going to bring this out of you. That's not realistic. You do have to test it, you know, at some point. So when you do this and you test that and you say, okay, I feel strong enough to where I'm not going to be influenced. Because you always feel worse when you're influenced by something and you're feeling conviction over it. That tells you, okay, I know that if I'm going to be hanging out with these people and I said I'm not going to be drinking, oh, come on, you can't just have one drink. What did you say? What was your boundary? What did you say? You said, I'm not going to be drinking. And people that want you to engage in these types of activities, it could be innocent. It could just be, hey, just have a good time. Or it could be, well, not so innocent. If people really truly love you, they're going to respect your boundaries, right? Because the only people that benefit from you not having them, the only people that benefit are the ones that benefit from you not having them. It's just that cut and dry. So you have to think, all right, well, why is it that you are very aware? Let's say best case scenario, they're aware of the fact that you want to cut back on drinking. You are, you know, just really trying to improve and enhance your lifestyle and things like that. And they're always putting you in situations and you're showing up to these things, okay? Because you're probably at a crossroads and you're feeling like, if I don't And this, and you're realizing all these things. Wait a second. I just realized our entire friendship is predicated on these types of experiences. Who are we without these experiences? And then it's like your multiple deaths. It's like your old self. It's possibly your friendship, maybe. I don't know. And I can imagine that feels very, it feels very heartbreaking to experience these emotions at once, because you're feeling like, okay, am I being different? Like, should I not be going this path? Am I being too harsh on myself? Why I want to be like this? Is this the right thing to do? Am I going to be losing all my friends? And to that I say, I hear that it's scary, but people that love you are going to support you. Because let me tell you this right here and right now, it does not make any sense as a grown adult why we're having issues with our friends not wanting to do certain things. That does not make any sense, especially things as frivolous as drinking and things like that. Why are we forcing people to engage in activities like that when they don't want to? It's not like they're cutting out something that's not, you know, that's gonna, you know, be harmful to them. You, in this case, and for context, if you decide to not drink, why does that bother them? Oh, because they don't want to be act like a fool by themselves. Oh, because now all of a sudden you're no fun. Well, you know what? You need to figure out how you could be fun without it then. Maybe that's what you need to do. Because it's like, if people are used to you always being the party girl, you know, all these different things, of course, yeah, you got to give people space also. I will speak on both sides. You have to give people space to adjust to the newer version of yourself as well, right? So it's there's a lot of adjustments that have to be made. But again, you have to define and embrace your strengths. Next, you have to explore your values. Exploring your values. What do you value? What is important to you? Figure that out. Try that on. Put on those different hats. Okay, well, things that are valuable to me are vulnerability and friendships. Having that close bond, being able to trust at least one person that I'm friends with is very important to me. Just giving an example. So that's if that's important to you, then you need to make sure that you are respecting and honoring that value and exploring more of those things. What about acknowledging external versus internal influence? Oof. Oh my gosh. Thank goodness for this Google search, huh? This is oof. So good. Acknowledging external versus internal influence. Okay. AKA acknowledge what is influencing you outside of you. Let's say it's that peer pressure to drink versus internal influence of you in your own head saying like, no, girl, take that drink. And no one's pressuring you to even do that. You have to be able to figure that out. It's kind of just like, you know, I remember talking about this in high school where there's like conflict of you versus someone else or you versus yourself, and figuring out what exactly are you battling? Who exactly are you battling? Is it another person or is it you? And you'd be shocked to know that a lot of the times, well, baby, it's you. Yeah. Tough pill to swallow for sure. I mean, I definitely can understand how difficult that must be. That's a hard pill to swallow, right? Like, is it me? Is it me, Lord? And it's like, yeah, it just might be. And the hardest person to forgive is always ourselves, right? So that's important to acknowledge what the external versus internal influence is. Next, you want to notice and name your emotion. Give it a name. Identify it and give it a name. Okay, this is coming up again. Sad Sally is resurfacing. What am I going to do with this? What feelings arise? And I talk about this actually in my next video that you guys are going to see on Sunday. What feelings, negative feelings arise under when you're experiencing certain emotions? So let's say you're experiencing stress. Well, what feelings arise when you're experiencing stress? Is it wanting to control people? Is it bullying people? Is it isolating yourself and shutting down? What are these emotions that are arising and why? So that you can identify them. Identifying things is so important in order to identify yourself. right? Because as human beings, we are all multifaceted and we have many different sides of ourselves. So it's important to identify those things. And then even next, what you want to practice, it says, is mindfulness. Yeah, because this goes directly corresponds with being mindful, not only mindful, but being present in what's going on. Self-awareness is the key, right? You want to be very self-aware, and practicing mindfulness makes you more self-aware. Now, let me tell you this. On this journey of discovering more about yourself and developing the authenticity, right? What's really important is that you have this self-awareness, and you're going to be very almost hyper self-aware at some times, because you're going to be so aware of that inner voice. And you know, a great example of what I'm talking about when I talk about that inner dialogue and that inner voice is the book, The Untethered Soul, where he really like describes that inner outer voice and what that means so eloquently. And number six, it says to build your social support system. This is really key, because sometimes if there are things that we're not aware of in ourselves, when you are hearing certain things about yourself from a trusted and loved individual to you and by you, that is very important to build that support system so they are aware of your journey and what it is that you want to do. Support is really everything. Community is everything. We as human beings love community. We as women love community. We all want to feel like we are a part of something, because you know why? We are pack animals. Next, you want to develop the courage to face your fears. Mm-hmm, yeah, it feels scary, but do it anyway. It's nerve-wracking. Do it anyway. Nothing good comes from your comfort zone. You're going to always stay the same. Nothing changes if nothing changes. That is all. That is it. You have to embrace your fears. You have to embrace these scary, difficult parts of yourself. And lastly, take all of these daily actions towards authenticity, because all of these things are going to contribute to making you more of an authentic person. This is going to make you true to your own personality and your values and your spirit, no matter what the pressure is to act otherwise. That is how you know that you've truly grown. Listen, we've all been there. I'm not pointing the finger at anybody, right? And I've definitely grown when I am not like succumbing to any sort of peer pressure in any capacity. And when I'm around, like, you know, anyone, essentially, like if I'm not doing something, I'm not doing it, and I don't feel any pressure to do anything at all. Like, okay, like it is what it is. Like as an adult, you realize like different people are different, and you give them space to be different. You know, you don't try and go convincing people, because a lot of the times people that want to convince you and all this stuff, it's because they want community and joining the circus. And what is that famous saying? I saw it on when I was watching You. Not my circus, not my monkeys. Not my circus, not my monkeys. Not my dishes, not my sink. Not my sink, not my dishes. Yeah. That's also a really good one. So think about these things as it pertains to being authentic, or AKA verified, in real life. Okay. So I hope this was, you know, very thought provoking for you, angels. I love you so much. I'm so grateful for your support. Thank you to every single person that wrote me on Instagram. And it's only up from here, angels. We're going to get bigger, better, grow the A team. We are going to hit the next goal of 300K on YouTube. If you guys like something, let's say from the podcast, or if you like something on anything that I post on any of my platforms, feel free to share it, okay? I really appreciate it. If I see it, I post it all the time. I respond to my DMs. I know a bunch of you DM'd me from last week responding to what I said, and I loved it. I love when you guys repost my stuff. Genuinely, I really do, because it makes me feel like, oh, okay, like this really resonated with this person and it's really, really helping them. Or even when you guys send me a DM that tells me like, hey, like, I normally don't DM people, but I'm letting you know this really touched me, what you said. And like, especially for a lot of you, it seems like we're all on the same page in terms of our faith. And I'm so blessed that this was such an easy transition. It's like we all went together. I feel like we're all holding each other's hand. And that means a lot to me. So with that being said, Angel, do not forget, I love you and God loves you. I will speak to you, beautiful angels, in my next episode.